I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you this one fine day?
I'm having another day in paradise.
You know what, Bruce? It's raining in paradise.
Yes, it is. It's not just raining today. It's like, it's got that, like, I am going to be an all-day event kind of feel to it. And I'm assuming that the world that we live in right now is really enjoying it.
You know, I know that for us here in the beautiful, wonderful southern state of Georgia, having had all this rain, really a lot of rain, but everything is so beautiful.
It is glowing.
The newness everywhere, the trees, the flowers. All the colors seem to be more vibrant than ever before.
I agree. I think that everything is much more green, much more bright.
Alive.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Much more alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, a really great day. It is a little drizzly, a little rainy out there, but a really great day to be here to do this with everybody out there. What a wonderful day to just kind of sit back with a cup of coffee and listen to us talk about an awesome song.
Welcome to paradise, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Lyrical Wisdom. We have a wonderful, a very interesting song, Bruce. This is something that dropped into my awareness, and I couldn't let go of it for a long time. It just kept playing and playing. And I'm like, why? And then as I began to open up to these lyrics and allow them to flow through me, I was like, yeah, this could be really cool.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to get into it. But I agree with you. I love this artist or this band. I have been a big fan. But we are really good at what I like to think of as finding these songs that I love the band, but this is a song of theirs that I didn't listen to. With some of the other artists that we've worked on, it just so happens that we pick these awesome songs, and I might not have ever heard them before, I feel like. And maybe I have, but boy.
Or when you hear it, you're like, oh, I do know this song. That's what happens to me a lot.
But
I think the most beautiful thing is we are engaging in these lyrics in a way that most people never did. In other words, growing up listening to these songs, they were just songs that we sang as teenagers you know, young adults. And even nowadays, you know, it's like, wow. And then when you just look at the lyrics and you allow your higher self, your wisdom, to shine through, you can find so much more in the words.
There are diamonds in the rough here. There's needles in the haystack, and you just, I know, I feel like we get into these songs and we just keep finding them.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful for that. Holy cow.
I'm excited about this one. I hope that I hope it's fun it takes us today.
For all intents and purposes, we know it's going to be interesting. That's for sure.
That's true. That is so true. Yes. So we have a great song for you today, and it is a little bit of a longer song, perhaps.
Yeah.
I know in reading it will be, although there's a lot of repetition, so we may be able to just reinforce, or perhaps when we come back to the repetitiveness, there'll be something new to discover.
That'll be amazing.
In these lyrics.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah, the wisdom just keeps coming through.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, guys. Are you ready? Today, we have for you Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp. It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies sends a shiver through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me. My troubles will be few. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find your paradise. Try to see your point of view. Hope your dreams will all come true. Goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Feel no sorrow. Feel no shame. Come tomorrow. Feel no pain. Sweet devotion. Goodbye, Mary. It's not for me. Goodbye, Jane. Just give me motion, will we ever, to set me free, meet again. In the land and the ocean, feel no sorrow. Far away, feel no shame. It's the life I've chosen. Come tomorrow. Every day, feel no pain. So goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Mary. So goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Meet again. Now, some they do, and some they don't, and some you just can't tell, and some they will, and some they won't. With some, it's just as well. You can laugh at my behavior, and that'll never bother me. Say the devil is my savior, but I don't pay no heed. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me. My troubles will be few. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find your paradise. Tried to see your point of view. Hope your dreams will all come true. Goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Feel no sorrow. Feel no shame. Come tomorrow. Feel no pain. Sweet devotion. Goodbye, Mary. It's not for me. Goodbye, Jane. Just give me motion. Will we ever? To set me free, meet again. In the land and the ocean, feel no sorrow. Far away, feel no shame. It's the life I've chosen. Come tomorrow, every day, feel no pain. So now I'm leaving. Goodbye, Mary. Got to go. Goodbye, Jane. Hit the road. Will we ever? I'll say it once again, meet again. Oh, yes, I'm leaving. Feel no sorrow. I've got to go. Feel no shame. Got to go. come tomorrow. I'm sorry, I must dash. Feel no pain. So goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Go and believe it. I've got to go.
Wow. That is a great song. I'm kind of blown away by the way that it kind of talks like it's a story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just feel like it's kind of like a story. And it's like something that I was surprised to kind of hear as it went along, because once again, I'm not as familiar with this song. And I really kind of wish I was, but it, because the lyrics are so beautiful listening to you read that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the lyrics were actually written by a Roger Hudson.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I think so.
And
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Rick Davies wrote Goodbye Stranger, right?
I think so. Oh, yeah. No, that's correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Rick Davies wrote Goodbye Stranger with, you know, what this song is, an optimistic point of view from a drifter.
Yeah. I love that, because that's what I felt when I was listening to you read this, is, you know, the way it kind of goes through this, it's almost as if it's a look back and a look forward at the same exact time.
Yeah.
You know, in this way that, you know, they talk about, or they sing, I should say, it was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
Well, right there. I mean, it's talking about the past.
Exactly.
Yesterday. It was an early morning yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it's an early morning. I rise before the dawn.
Yeah.
he's talking about yesterday.
And
for me, it's yesteryear.
Almost. That's
as
how.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, it's as we go through into this song, you'll see why I'm so, like, really, I can't get it out of my head, because I see this stranger as himself.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay,
I was just thinking the same exact thing. And it's funny, because as you were reading it and we were reading through these lyrics, I felt something else about the end of the song that I'm going to mention. Hopefully I'll remember. But to, you know, to really get back to this, it is him looking back, I think, kind of like at his life before.
Yeah.
You know, looking back at his story from before this moment of writing these words. And he says, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on.
Yeah.
And I can really identify with that, because I know that in some cases we all have felt that moment where the moment comes when we've really enjoyed where we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, but either something comes along that is a better job, a thing, and then we got to follow that. We have to go with that. And those changes are something that it makes us look back on where we have been and what that was like. And that's kind of how I feel like he goes through this, you know?
I enjoyed my stay.
Yeah.
So in other words, I'm okay where I am, where I was in life, what I've been doing, what's happening. And even in the literal sense of these lyrics, you know, when we're on vacation or we visit family, we know when we must be moving on.
Yes.
When we've we've enjoyed our stay, but we know it's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
So, I see it as, you know, I've enjoyed my stay, where I've, everything I've done in life so far, this point in time where I have been, has been good.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like a king.
Yes.
Without a castle.
I love that.
A queen without a throne. I love the fact that who needs a castle to be a king? You know?
Yeah.
That's the beauty in these lyrics, is realizing that it comes from within. It comes from from where you are, your choice in life as to how you relate to things,
yeah,
how you take that stress, anxiety, whatever that's coming at you, you know?
Yeah.
Are you, you know, do you feel like a king? You know, can you make yourself feel like a king?
And do you need that throne?
Without a castle.
Yeah.
You know, do you have to have a castle in order to feel like a king?
Yeah. No, I agree. And like a queen without a throne. In both cases, you have the example of both of the, obviously, the most powerful monarchs who... It seems like what they need is their castle and their throne.
That's right. They have to have that like physical object or that thing outside of themselves.
Yes.
To
it verifies.
To verify,
and
yes.
It like confirms their power or something
yes,
to that effect.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So I agree. It's like it's acknowledging that they're, you know, he is a king or they are a queen. Without a castle or a throne, it is unnecessary.
Right.
It is just that.
It's that feeling inside.
Yes.
It's who you are inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. So, I mean, we can take that literally because this song does probably have a lot of literal meanings in, you know, the fact that he's a drifter and and enjoys women. There is also an aspect to this of early morning lover. What do you love? What is love? How do you define love?
Yeah, and you know? how do we define the idea too that maybe, you know, being an early morning lover is just being somebody that likes to get up at the crack of dawn, where that sun comes up and that light hits the world and they say, I need to do stuff or I must be moving on.
Right.
You know, that opportunity to kind of carry on and just kind of keep going or move along and you know, keep on going.
To be able to wake up first thing in the morning and go into that energy of love.
Yes.
And loving the life you're living, no matter what, I believe is a beautiful, beautiful way of being.
Yeah,
a
gift.
Key aspect to joy and happiness in life.
Yes.
You know, so I'm an early morning lover. I love waking up early in the morning and just sitting in love.
Yes, I agree.
Loving myself, loving where I'm at in life, loving, you know, loving everything, the bed I'm laying on, the pillow my head is resting upon.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like we're that. How you define love, I think, is a big key in this whole lyric.
I agree.
The song.
I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. I agree.
And I must be moving on. I got to share that love. It's exciting and it's you know, powerful.
It's going to be like Johnny Appleseed, you know, it's going to spread and
be a
beautiful thing.
Oh, I love
that. You know? Now, I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. I feel like that needs the entire paragraph or all four lines.
I believe so, too. I think so, too. Because for me, I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. In other words, I know that you speak your truth.
Yes.
But I have to have things my way to keep me in my youth. In other words, my joy is in my truth.
Yes, yes.
I really do love the way that the author of these lyrics.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
Yeah. Your truth is your undisputed truth.
Absolute truth,
and you can live in your truth.
Yeah.
I have to have things my way, meaning I have my truth.
Yes.
And to be able to accept each other's truth in that manner is the way I believe we're all heading.
I agree.
When we do that, there will be no more wars. There will be no more discourse. There'll be harmony.
Yeah.
To be able to accept everyone in their truth.
And who,
I believe.
I agree with you. I think a lot of times to maybe not necessarily speak to a different point of view, but I would say that speaking like we are, about each other's truths. In some ways, I think of it also as, you know, you do things your way, I'll do things mine.
Right.
You know, the more, not, I don't want to say like common sense, but the more, you know, public out there in this world, in this universe that we're living in, for a lot of people to kind of understand is that, you know, a lot of people, they don't always embrace another person's truth as being able to be that sovereign truth for them.
Correct.
They somehow think of it as something they need to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I think that that's a beautiful way of saying it in the song is
undisputed truth.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not going to argue with you
yeah.
about your truth.
Yep.
Because that's your truth.
That's yeah.
And to me, what that does is it breeds unconditional love.
Yes. Yes.
Which is, you know, what he talks about.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a ship without an anchor. Like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies sends a shiver through my veins.
Now, I'm going to say that I think that we probably are going to have to define what he means or what they mean by the thought of those sweet ladies and just kind of, you know, have that. But I love the fact that it goes back to like a king without a castle and like a queen without a throne. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain. It speaks to a sense of freedom,
mm-hmm.
you know, a sense of being able to go and do whatever it is that are those things that are your, or this person, or this, you know, the lyric saying, but I have to have things my own way. And that is that signal of, to me, of that freedom, you know, to be able to go into the world and to have things their way, you know, without an anchor and without any chains holding them back.
Yes, yeah. Bingo. Because it does. It shows that ship without an anchor for me is a ship that's just flowing.
Yes.
Flowing with, and if I am that ship, I am just flowing with the energy of life, allowing things to unfold without dragging an anchor behind
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
In other words, I've let go. I'm yeah. free. I don't have that heaviness
yeah.
carrying with me. Same thing like a slave without a chain.
Yeah.
For me, that is someone who understands where they're at. In other words, I don't have a chain holding me back, you know, making me do these things. I am doing these things,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
The word slave is interesting in that it means you are bound
yeah.
to something or someone else. And people do acknowledge that they are, you know, they're a slave to food. They're a slave to work. You know,
yeah.
I'm a slave to sleep, you know,
yeah, yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
you know, there is an aspect of understanding those aspects within us.
Yes.
And accepting them without judgment.
Yeah.
By saying, I'm not chained.
Yeah.
I don't have a chain. This
yeah.
is my choice.
Yes.
And I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And
the sweet ladies to me are that feminine aspect of unconditional love that he's able to just be himself with.
Yes, that's I like that interpretation.
Yeah, they can, you know, in the song, you know, literally they might be making love.
Right, yeah.
For me, I see it as creating love.
I agree.
Being with one another.
Yeah.
And it sends shivers through my veins.
Because it's so beautiful.
Whenever I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they say they touch spirit, or
yes.
they touch that
yes.
aspect of joy,
yes.
of God,
yeah.
it does make the body tingle.
Yes, it does. And I think that's one of the things that makes people fear that feeling, too, is that sense of that rush, that
yeah.
feeling of that shiver.
Yeah. yeah. And I will go on shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me. My troubles will be few.
Amazing.
So beautiful, because Shiny and New. I mean, there's another song, Madonna, was it Shiny and New?
I think so.
Yeah, there, like a version.
Yes. That's true. That's the one. We actually did that, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, go on shining light brand new. In other words, I know that every morning when I wake up as an early morning lover, I am new. I'm just brand new.
Yeah.
I'm shining with that light of love through me.
Yes, yeah.
I'll never look behind me. My troubles will be few. Because he's not carrying an anchor.
Yes.
He doesn't have chains.
And that would make you want to look behind you, because then you would feel like something from behind you is pulling you back.
Or exactly.
There's something there that you haven't let go of, and now you're dwelling on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the past and the present and the future are all at the same time anyway.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that keeps us from looking at what we have done completely and just focusing on that. And I think that's beautiful.
Waking up brand new, shining like brand new.
Yeah.
I think this is where this line is so prominent. Goodbye, stranger.
Yes.
It's been nice. For me, that's him talking of himself.
Yes, he's looking in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
That person that I was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Is a stranger.
Yeah.
Because I'm brand new. And the thoughts and the desires and the chains and the anchors, all of that, the castles, the thrones, to me, those are the thoughts of what was paradise.
Yes. Yeah.
Defined as his paradise.
Absolutely.
Because the next line is, hope you find your paradise.
Yeah. No, and I had to laugh when I listened to you say that, because
that's
my favorite way to start this show. Yeah. But it's true. I hope you, goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find your paradise. Tried to see your point of view in a way, meaning, I
tried to live life being controlled.
Or being different, being something that I really wasn't. And
right.
that I finally
having
realized,
a castle and having a throne. Yeah.
And I hope your dreams will all come true, and shedding that persona or that person. I agree. It's like that revelation that those things are unnecessary and
right.
like
and
a snake's skin being let go of,
And the beautiful thing is I know without a doubt that hope your dreams will all come true in that desire to allow those dreams to come true, make yours come true.
Oh yeah, because it opens the door.
Exactly.
I believe it opens the door.
Hope your dreams will all come true. In other words, he's speaking to his, what I call his stranger self, his past self that had all these dreams and aspirations, and I hope they come true.
Yeah.
In other words, it's in the letting go.
Yes.
To me, that opens the door for abundance to flow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you can't fill something up if it's already full.
Right.
So, goodbye.
And here comes the line, Bruce, that I I couldn't get out of my head, and I was like, goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? For me, those two names, why? Why Mary and why Jane? For me, it was that stranger aspect of growing up. First of all, I kept thinking of Jane. I couldn't get Jane out of my head. It was the child that went through school and was programmed, see Jane run, see Dick run.
Yeah.
It was what we grew up on was Jane.
Yeah.
She was how we learned to read, how we learned to speak, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's fascinating. So that's where I went with that, goodbye, Jane. In other words, goodbye that controlled through education.
Like programming.
Programming,
yes.
Goodbye programming of the younger me.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye Mary
yeah.
to me was also the programming of the structure of Mary, the mother aspect of our, you know, growing up spiritually in the church. You know, it was Mother Mary.
Yeah.
And also Mary Magdalene, having to, I was introduced to a whole new understanding of Mary Magdalene. You know, no, she wasn't the, you know, whore that was Jesus saved from being stoned. You know, she was with Jesus the whole time.
Wow.
He walked.
Yeah.
Those 3 years, she was ministering just as he was. And of course, in I think it was 2016, the Catholic Church finally said, yes, Mary Magdalene was part of Jesus's journey.
Wow.
And she was actually given credit for her work in that.
Wow.
So for me, it's goodbye controlling, you know, parts of me that were that, you know, religious aspect, that educational aspect. Will we ever meet again? Feel no sorrow, feel no shame. Come tomorrow, feel no pain. Because I've let go of it all.
I've let go of it all. And
I've
it
let
is,
go of
yeah,
it all.
There's no pain. I mean, you know, there are days when I go and do some yard work and I mow a lawn or I'll pull some weeds and my lower back will feel a little interesting. But I'm not going to lie. That's not pain that I feel like is like as painful as what I know we can experience in other experiences.
Right.
That's
right.
Pain from a physical pain that is not going to last forever. It's going to go away. And it is a good feeling to know that I can do those things and feel that in life. I love it. But I do understand this. They are shedding the past, letting
emotional
go.
Emotional pain.
Yes.
Yes.
Letting
yes.
go of that trauma.
And here we go. The aspect for me of religion, sweet devotion.
Goodbye Mary. Yeah, that was a really, that's an incredible right on the nose by
it's you, not you for got me. It. Goodbye Jane.
Wow. Again, yeah, that really is another illusion, I think, too. Alluding to what you were just talking about, you nailed it. Just give me motion. Will we ever, to set me free, meet again? I love how that kind of plays. Because will we ever meet again is what is the two phrases coming together. But mm-hmm. just give me motion to set me free. Let me go.
Yeah, yeah. Let me take that first step. Help me make that move towards sovereignty, towards the divinity that I know exists within me.
Yes, yeah.
Not outside of
yeah.
me. Yeah. Yeah. In the land and the ocean. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, are we not being called to connect back to Mother Earth right now?
Yes.
I mean, you can feel her calling just so
strong.
Prominently.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, in the land and the ocean, feel no sorrow.
Yeah.
That's where you can get your freedom. Go hug a tree.
Yeah.
Go walk on the earth barefoot.
Yeah.
You know, step in a stream. Step at the, you know, on the edge of the ocean, whatever.
Walk on the beach.
Water
yeah.
is so cleansing for our soul, for our body. So, yeah, if there's anything you're holding that brings you down, that, you know, has that sorrow aspect, you can find freedom in the land.
Absolutely.
And the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Far away.
Feel no shame. That is such a good thing. Far away. Feel no shame. It's
the further you get away from all of those things that have been holding you back.
Yes.
You know, the anchors and the chains and the castles and the thrones. There's no shame.
There's no shame. Shame is non-existent.
Right, because you just are at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the life I've chosen.
Simply put.
Yeah.
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 Come tomorrow.
Every day. I love that.
Me too.
Feel no pain.
Yeah.
So when you get to that point of freedom, of sovereignty, of knowing who you really are, every day, you can wake up
and in feel love. Like and you're in love and in paradise. Yeah.
And feeling no pain. Yeah. So goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Jane.
Will we ever?
Will we ever?
Meet again.
Meet again. Very reinforcing.
Yes.
You know, very reinforcing. And everything I think that we were talking about, I think that really hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
Now some they do and some they don't. And some you just can't tell. And some they will and some they won't. With some, it's just as well. I think that, you know, this is kind of another indication of some people do this, some people do that, some people like coffee, some people like tea, you know, and some you just can't tell, like, because some people, they don't really allow people to know what they're thinking with any kind of facial expression. They make it kind of, they don't make it. They just, that's who they are. They're just, you know, somebody that you can't tell, mm-hmm. you know, you can't really mm-hmm. tell what it is. And some they will and some they won't. With some, it's just as well. And I love that part of it because I feel like the lyrics are basically saying everybody can be who they are and that's just as well.
Right.
You know, like, right. Okay, yeah. Hey, yeah. Some are this way, some are that way, some are, you know, there's a round one, there's a square one, there's a triangle one, you know, and I know there's many more variations of people, but I'm just going to take the blocks, you know, you mm-hmm. put the blocks through the things. And, you know, there's just so many different kinds of people out there and so many different kinds of ways of, you know, existing in this universe. And I just love how it is so kind of vague, but also very poignant.
Right. You know, exactly. For me, it's like he's speaking, I believe, where his heart is and his truth is.
Yeah.
So alignment. Some will align with me and some won't. Yeah. Some you can't tell.
Yeah.
And some will and some won't. And some is just as well.
Yeah.
And there's no judgment.
There's no judgment.
It's just saying,
yeah.
You're you and I'm me.
Yep.
And let's just be.
Yes. I love it. Yeah.
You can laugh at my behavior, and that'll never bother me. Say the devil is my savior, but I don't pay no heed.
I love that.
Because I do too.
It's a little bit of I don't want to diminish this by saying this, but I'm going to use this example. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never harm me, I think is in that a little bit. And I think it's because, you know, a lot of people would laugh at certain other people's behavior. They would kind of judge them for what they are doing or how they're acting or what they choose. And, you know, that's where he's saying, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't pay no heed because that isn't me. I'm not that, you know. And I love that. I love that.
Now, what do you think he means by the devil is my savior?
I think he's taking an extreme and using it kind of as an example in some ways to kind of make the example or make that kind of, you know, make it like something that's really like a bad thing that somebody would want to say to somebody to kind of shock them, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. to like, okay, you know, but the devil is your savior. Like you are this way. And I think that he's saying, but I don't pay no heed because, you know, being laughed at, that's never going to bother him. You could say, because you behave like that, the devil must be your savior. You know, like that's some sort of insult.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't care. You could say what you want. You know, you can laugh at me. You can say what you want. I'm not even going to pay any attention to you.
Yeah.
You know, because he's also saying that I'm not going to react without some sort of acknowledgement of that is your sovereign right to behave that way if you so wish.
Yeah.
I'm going to just step back and say, you know what? That doesn't touch me. It's like, I'm not that, you know, that's not me.
I love the fact that it's almost a dichotomy, black and white, yin and yang. Because we define the devil as something bad,
right,
and we define a savior as something good.
Yes.
And so I think it's fascinating how they say the devil is my savior.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's Neither.
Yes.
I don't, you know, there isn't something outside of me.
Yes.
That I cling to, whether it's a savior or a devil.
To save me or to give me some sort of salvation or some sort of like a gift or, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, granted, my parents and other people like to put presents under a Christmas tree. Please continue. Everybody loves that. You know, nobody doesn't like getting a gift. However, I'm just going to say that that doesn't, you know, I'm not going to feel like that's what makes me, you know, or that
defines
thing that
me.
Defines me. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. I will go on shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me. My troubles will be few.
I love that.
I do too.
Because looking back, once again, if you look back, you're looking at what you've carried and the trauma and the things, and it might not even be trauma. It's just if we live in our past, then we carry all of those things with us our entire life. And you're never going to, well, you can lose memories, but if you just carry them like they are badges and tokens and things in your pockets and on your body, that's going to basically add up to troubles. And that is what we carry forward into our present and into our future, I feel like.
It also stops you and prevents you from living in the now.
Yes.
And when you live in the now, you're present with what is right here, right now in front of you.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're able to be with it 100%.
That's,
percent.
Yeah. No, that's so
that's
true.
What presence is.
Yeah.
It's being present
with
all that's happening in this moment.
Yeah, that's.
I'm present here with this microphone talking to you all and enjoying it so much, not even thinking about, you know, 3 seconds ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what makes me shiny like brand new.
Absolutely.
Because then the light that we truly are can begin to just shine through because that's all that exists, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find your paradise. Try to see your point of view. Hope your dreams will all come true.
I love that.
Yeah. And back into the goodbye, Mary, goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Feel no sorrow, feel no shame. Come tomorrow, feel no pain. And I really think that they repeat this just to make sure that the message goes through.
Absolutely, it reinforces it.
I am saying goodbye to that part of me that I have let go of.
Yes.
The stranger, I won't, you know, come back. Sweet devotion.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Mary. It's not for me. Goodbye, Jane. Just give me motion.
Yes. Keep me moving forward.
To set me free. Yes. And then he goes in to say, so now I'm leaving.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mary. Got to go. Goodbye, Jane. Hit the road. Will we ever? I'll say it once again. Meet again. Oh, yes, I'm leaving. Feel no sorrow. Got to go, feel no shame. Got to go, come tomorrow. I'm sorry, I must dash. In other words, I'm done, I'm finished. How many times am I, this moment is here. The steps I've been taking to put me in motion to set me free.
Yes.
I feel that freedom, I have to go, feel no pain.
Yeah.
So goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Jane. Will we ever meet again? Go and believe it. That is just so out of, like, where did that come from in this song? You know what I'm saying? Go and believe it.
I had an idea. And then he finishes the song with, I've got to go. You know, that kind of feeling of like, I could stay. I'm enjoying it. And I've learned so much, and, you know, goodbye, everybody. Will we ever meet again? You know, I think that there's a moment when he's like, all right, I gotta go. But go and believe it. One thing that I've gotten into the habit of, and I don't have a lot of people to always say this to, but when I would say goodbye to some friends over the years of my life, one of the things that I like to say rather than goodbye was to be continued. Because I believe, just like Go and Believe It says, that will we ever meet again? Well, there is a chance that we are going to meet again, but there's also a chance that we will meet again in a different existence, a totally different energetic way of living.
I so believe that, Bruce. I know we will all meet again.
Yeah.
Because we are all are one.
Yes.
We are all the same loving aspect. You know, it's just this energy that we all come from that animates this beautiful physical body that we create in every moment that we exist.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I believe we're all going to meet again.
And it may not be in this physical form.
Correct.
And it may be in this physical form, but it's definitely going to be in a different form. And that's why I always think to be continued.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Go and believe it. I've got to go.
Well, it looks
and I'm sure you do too, everybody. Thank you so, so much for hanging out with us today and being present here with us to share this really cool song.
This
from
beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us here today on
Lyrical Wisdom.